Okay. Coach Sherry Cole, Courtney Paris, and Daniel Robinson are here. We'll start with Coach. Please make a brief statement and we'll open the floor.
Well, I'm incredibly proud of our team. I thought we played very, very hard. A couple of junctures in the game, it could have easily gotten away from us in the first half, and we had Courtney and Ashley both on the bench in foul trouble. It could have easily gotten away, and our bench was terrific, and they didn't let it get away. And then in the second half, when they went to the little zone and we failed to connect on a few possessions, it got up to 6 or 7, I think, and could have gotten away, but it didn't, and we fought back and made plays, and I thought our young guys just handled the grand stage and the pressure and everything that goes with it beautifully, and I'm really, really thankful that we had this opportunity to face this team here in November.
Coach, is this 0-2 start maybe better off for you guys than starting 2-0 against two teams who might not give you the games and learn as much about your team as you have?
Absolutely. Wouldn't trade.
Daniel, how you're rather amazing being a true freshman, being that comfortable out there, especially against a team like this. Were you nervous and you overcame nerves? Are you not nervous? Just explain how you play there.
I'm naturally nervous for every game, but, you know, it's just another basketball game. I've been playing basketball pretty much my whole life, so I just went out there thinking, you know, it's another game. You just got to take every possession, every piece of a possession at a time.
One more question.
Let me ask Courtney. Just give us your reaction to the game. I mean, you guys made a great comeback. You ended up not winning, but the future looks fairly good with you.
I think we did the things we talked about in practice, and that's our number one thing this year, just trying to get better. Coach talked to us about a lot of stuff that worked on those things, and we came out and played better than we did last Sunday. But we're proud of it, but I hate to lose.
Because at one point in the first half, you had three freshmen out there at the same time with Ashley and are you that comfortable with the pressure of them all out there at the same time?
Well, I better be. I don't have a lot of options now, do I?
Are those three players who you look to really contribute more and more and kind of become leaders of the team?
Yeah, they're good basketball players, and they've been learners. They've been quick learners. They're hard workers. They have a great feel for the game. We haven't seen yet what Jenny Vining's capable of. She's still got the freshman jitters going on. You see what we have right here. And Carly gave us good minutes when she was in tonight. She's going to be an impact as well. So all three of them will play a bunch. And nobody we face is going to look quite like these two squads we faced right out of the box. So it'll be just fine.
Can you brief us on your halftime message? I thought both teams might have been kicking themselves going into the half.
Well, we talked about missing free throws and how we had to take advantage of our trips to the line. Talked about unnecessary turnovers, against this pressure and size, it's not just the pressure in the passing lanes, it's the size of the pressure on you as well. We had to take a deep breath and handle and talked about the plays where we exploited that pressure in the first half and that we needed to do more of that in the second. And right at the end, not a great decision there at the end of the first half. And that's youth. You know, it was great to be in that position. And when it's springtime, we won't be making that mistake.
Courtney, what do you think of Danielle?
She's really good.
Better than you thought she'd be, or can you quantify it?
She's really good. She's really good. I mean, she's just a player, you know. And that's the coolest thing about it is every time she comes out on the court, she wants to help our team, she wants to play well. She's not worried about everything else. She's just a player, and she's really good, and she's fast.
So, describe what happened in the last 30 seconds or so toward the end of the second half.
We had a set play call, and expected more of a press than we got, and I think Jenna just anticipating the press, got the ball in her hands, and she had a hard time getting the ball back. And if I had to do over again, I'd call timeout and bail them out of it. Just about the time I started to call the timeout, I saw AT get a gap in the middle of the floor, and I thought, uh-oh, here we go. They're going to come to her, and she's going to bounce it to CP, you know. Hindsight's 20/20, but I should have bailed our young guys out of that.
Coach,
But we had a set play called, and it would have worked.
That's the one where Candace got her hands on as they were trying to bounce it in first. Can you talk a little bit about how this game did live up to all the, you know, pre-hype of Courtney and Candace? And, I mean, how good the whole game was for the game of women's basketball?
Yeah, I think the fans got an opportunity to see two icons in the sport of women's basketball go head-to-head on the same floor. And hopefully did just exactly what ESPN and the rest of us wanted this game to do, is kind of put everybody on notice that this was the place that it's going to happen again in the spring, and this is a chance of what you get to see. And that was a pretty good basketball game for the second week of the season, or the first full week of the season. And Courtney and Candace both lived up to their billing.
Did Shannon come as a little bit of a surprise, or did you just see her last year? I mean, she does have an ability to get...
Yeah, and we knew that, and talked about a lot of different options, but I just don't think we're going to line up and play Tennessee player for player. We just give up too many inches, and we get ourselves in a bad situation. So what we were doing was very effective until Bobbitt got hot, and then when we tried to change where the help was coming from, took a little bit for that to kind of sink in. You know, you get a player who's immersed in the game and they're thinking about their job, and then now you're telling them, okay, don't do that anymore, do this. And again, young, so young, it was freshmen and sophomores doing that, and so that was a tough situation for them. And she made some tough threes. So a couple of them were wide open, but some of them were really deep, and somebody running at her, a hand in her face. So, you know, give her credit for making those plays.
Last question? Anybody? Thank you very much.